live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a man remains in Garda custody this evening following the death of a woman at Forest Park in Killygordon in the early hours of this morning. It's emerged that farmers in West Donegal may not be able to have sick animals treated because of new guidelines governing how and when vets can prescribe. The CEO of Brindley Healthcare has pledged to retain the company's headquarters in Donegal after confirmation today of a major capital investment. And a Bundoor man has appeared in Ballyshannon District Court on 5 charges of alleged child pornography. Those stories you follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15, followed by Nuacht with Colin Ferriter. But first in news, a man in his 20s remains in Garda custody at this time following the death of a woman at Forest Park in Killygordon. The woman was pronounced dead at the scene and a man in his 20s was subsequently arrested this morning at around 7:30am. He is currently being detained at Letterkenny Garda Station under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act. Inspector Michael Harrison earlier spoke to the media outside Letterkenny Garda Station.
Garda are investigating the circumstances surrounding the death of a woman at Forest Park, Killygordon, County Donegal. This morning. The woman was pronounced dead at the scene. The Office of the State Pathologist has been informed and is currently en route to the scene. The assistance of the Garda Technical Bureau has been requested and we expect them to be at the scene sometime this afternoon. A man in his 20s has been arrested and is currently being detained here under the terms of Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act 1984. At this stage of the investigation, I'm not in a position to answer any further questions or make any more statements. Thank you very much.
And in an update just in, it's been confirmed that Deputy State Pathologist Dr. Linda Mulligan and members of the Garda Technical Bureau are currently at the scene in Forest Park at Killygordon. Garda say a preliminary examination of the deceased will be carried out at the house and her body will then be removed later today to the mortuary at Letterkenny University Hospital for a post-mortem examination. It's emerged that farmers in West Donegal may not be able to have sick animals treated because of new guidelines governing how and when vets can prescribe. Under the new system, a vet now needs to visit a farm every 30 days in order to prescribe antibiotics for an animal when previously the guidelines stipulated once a year. Farmers say given the small number of vets in the county, this is unworkable in West Donegal and raises the prospect of having to resort to shooting sick or dying animals themselves. Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher has tabled a parliamentary question to the Agriculture Minister on the matter. He says the guidelines need to be reviewed again.
The new guidelines which are coming into operation this week in relation to the provision of antibiotics for farmers. Heretofore, they could be prescribed providing the vet was on the farm within a year, whereas now it's suggested that the vet has to have been on the farm within the last 30 days. That is just not possible. It's not practical. It's causing serious problems for the small farmers in the areas that I represent. I remember some years ago there were 5 practices in the old Donegal South West constituency. I have now tabled a question to the Minister for Agriculture and have asked him, is he aware that his nominees have continued to support the stance of the Veterinary Council of Ireland? And this goes well beyond the department's guidelines or the EU guidelines. So the Minister, while he may say that this body is autonomous, he has responsibility to assist these small farmers. It's a serious problem.
So what we're really looking for here is a change of guidelines, really?
Yeah, we want to revert to what has served us over the years, whereby antibiotics can be dispensed to farmers, providing a vet was on the farm within the last year. And that's reasonable. And I think the Minister cannot wash his hands of this. He has to intervene.
A Bundoran man has appeared in Ballyshannon District Court on 5 charges of alleged child pornography. 46-year-old David Kelly was remanded on bail. Donal Kavanagh reports.
46-year-old David Kelly of Maharakar Cottages, Bundoran, is charged that on December 21st, 2015, he had child pornography at his home for the purpose of distribution, publication, export, sale or show. He is facing identical charges in connection with alleged offences on November 11th, November 15th and August 23rd, 2015 at the same location. He's further charged with possession of 162 movies and 1,308 images, contrary to the Child Trafficking and Pornography Act 1998. Garda Mark Stephen gave evidence of the arrest, charge and caution of the defendant at his home shortly after 10 o'clock this morning. Kelly made no reply to the 5 charges. Superintendent Colm Nevin said the case was to be heard in the Circuit Court. The case was adjourned to February 15th for the preparation of a book of evidence. Kelly was remanded on bail on a non-cash bond of €300.
The SPCA has called on Minister Michael Cree to introduce an immediate ban on fur farming in Ireland. The organisation has confirmed that a fur farm in Donegal is continuing to operate. There are a total of 3 fur farms across the country, one also in Kerry and Laois, containing a combined total of 200,000 mink. The SPCA has welcomed Serbia becoming the latest country to ban fur farming. Veterinary Ireland, as part of its policy on fur farming in Ireland, has also called for an immediate ban. ISPCA CEO is Dr. Andrew Kelly.
We're calling for a ban for a number of reasons. First of all, of course, animal welfare reasons. And also, Serbia announced a ban which came into force yesterday or the day before. And last year, Luxembourg became the 14th EU member state to introduce a ban. So Ireland's kind of lagging behind the rest of Europe in many ways on this particular issue. But there's also been recent developments, and Veterinary Ireland, which is the professional body that looks after the interests of vets in Ireland, just on the 21st of December, released a new policy on captive wild animals, including fur farming. And they've concluded that, again, similar to us, that fur farms cannot provide for the welfare of farmed mink, and they're also calling for an immediate ban. And just prior to that, a Red Sea poll of Irish citizens showed that 80% of the Irish public would also like to see a ban. And it actually comes as a shock to many people in Ireland that there are still fur farms in Ireland.
And indeed, as you say, it is a shock to many people that they may not be aware that the farms are operating. And we know that there are 3 farms throughout the country and 1 in Donegal. So it is something that is quite widespread.
It is. There's currently 3 fur farms, as you say. And across those 3 fur farms, there's approximately 200,000 mink being kept. And every year, around 150,000 of those will be killed.
The CEO of Brindley Healthcare has pledged to retain the company's headquarters in Donegal after confirmation today of a major capital investment. BGF is to invest €10 million in Brindley Healthcare, which will see the group's total national bed capacity rise from 409 to 1,000 by 2020. The company started in Convoy, and CEO Amanda Torrance says local services will expand and more jobs will be created in Donegal.
With the nursing homes that we currently have in Donegal, the one thing I do want to make clear, it makes no change to those, and the quality of care, looking after our residents and our staff is number one, and developing additional jobs in the county is paramount.
From the start in Donegal, you've moved on to Galway, to Mayo, to Kildare, to Laois. Can we expect to see further developments both within and outside the county?
We can indeed, yeah. We have a number of nursing homes we're looking at the moment, and we look forward to releasing those as soon as they happen. And we certainly will be building our head office in Donegal as we expand, and we have some additional expansion to existing nursing home in Donegal.
In the wider health system, there is of course a lot of discussion at the moment about bed capacity. With that in mind, I'm sure an extended Brindley Healthcare will be in a position to make a contribution to resolving those issues.
Indeed, yes. And when we look at the providers of healthcare, our public hospitals, our community hospitals, and our privates are all needed there within the sector. So we look forward to being able to provide additional beds where the acute hospitals can lean on moving people towards that type of care.
Is there enough discussion with yourselves, the Minister of Health and the HSE?
Discussions are always ongoing with regard to provision of care through the Fair Deal scheme, and certainly we look forward to whatever comes our way in providing quality care for those that require it.
Irish Water has confirmed that it is to expand its water main at Mallin Head after an extensive lobby from local residents and businesses. Previously, Irish Water had laid new pipes as far as the chapel. Now, local councillor Martin McDermott says he's been promised that the new pipe will be extended following numerous bursts in recent years.
Finally, they've confirmed now to me that they will extend that pipe from the chapel down to the crossroads, and that will alleviate a major amount of problems in Mallin Head with busts, because that particular part of Mallin Head there has seen a lot of busts over the last 6 months, some weekends up to five or six busts in the one weekend. So that but really needs to be done, and I'm delighted that Irish Water have seen sense to extend that but now and do it over the next few months, and that's what they've confirmed to me.
146 community groups in Donegal are set to benefit from a share of €12.5 million in funding announced today by Minister Michael Ring. 3,000 projects across the country have been allocated funding under the Department for Rural and Community Development's Community Enhancement Programme. Over €600,000 is being made available to support a large number of projects in Donegal. CEP provides capital grants to community groups and is targeted towards enhancing facilities in disadvantaged communities. A full list of benefiting groups is available on our website, highlandradio.com. The volume of drugs seized by revenue has increased year on year, with a total of 7,170 seizures and detections over the course of 2018. Just over €33 million worth of drugs was taken in by revenue officials last year. That includes over 500 kilograms of cannabis and 195 kilos of cocaine and heroin. Revenue Commissioner Michael Gladney says those numbers are up on the previous year.
Volume of drugs that we seized last year was up on the previous year. This year, I think we had about 6,500 kilograms of drugs at a value of approximately 33 million, where the previous year we had a lesser volume in terms of quantity. We had about just over 3,000 kilograms with a value of about 59 million.
And the winners of the EuroMillions New Year's Day jackpot are planning to share their €130 million fortune with around 50 friends and family. Patrick and Francis Conley from Moira in County Down says they celebrated their big win with a hug and a cup of tea. The couple, who are in their 50s and have three daughters, say they've drawn up a list of people they want to help out. Francis Conley, originally Graham, a native of Glebe in Sion Mills, says she can't wait to see their faces.
It's going to be so much fun. That was always the first thing I knew I was going to do. The second thing I was going to do was try and stop him from tearing up the list. But
I'm working on that.
But actually, it's the pleasure for me is going to be seeing their faces and asking them what they want us to do for them.
Sport on Highland, in association with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Gear up for 2019 with a massive winter sale in store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's now 14 minutes past five and time for the latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with cross-channel football, and Liverpool have sold striker Dominic Solanke to Bournemouth. He's cost £19 million, and that fee could rise to £25 million based on performances. The England under-21 striker has struggled to break into the Liverpool first team and scored just one goal in 27 appearances. Meanwhile, Spurs are holding on to Toby Alderweireld. They have triggered a 12-month extension option on his contract. The Belgium international defender had been linked with move to Manchester United and Paris Saint-Germain, but he's now tied to the London club until 2020. Paul Pogba could sit out Manchester United's FA Cup match against Reading at Old Trafford tomorrow. He picked up a knock in the win over Newcastle midweek. It's been confirmed that Romelu Lukaku and Alexis Sanchez will start in that game tomorrow. And a sold-out crowd, of over 13,000 will cram into Prenton Park for the visit of Tottenham tonight. League 2 Tranmere Rovers host the Spurs in the third round of the FA Cup. Tranmere boss Mickey Mellon says they are determined to try and upset the Premier League opposition.
It's fantastic to have occasions like this. It's terrific that you can have a group of players that all played in the National League now playing against Premier League. But we will be realistic and say we know that it's going to be tough. But this is football, it's the FA Cup. We'll get there trying to do the things necessary to try and get us a result.
And Republic of Ireland underage star Troy Parrott could play some part in that game this evening, which kicks off at 7:45. In local soccer across the northwest, it's the fifth round of the Irish Senior Cup tomorrow afternoon, with a host of clubs from the region in action. Institute are at home with the Branduel as they take on Warren Point Town. That's a game we'll have updates from with Eamon McLaughlin. Coleraine are, of course, the holders of the Irish Cup. They host Harlem and Wolf Welders. Derrickview are playing Derryside Maiden City. Strabane Athletic are on the road as they go to Knockbreda, while Limavady United will play host to Larne Tech. Junior and intermediate leagues are back this weekend after the Christmas break in the Donegal League on Sunday. Among the ties is Castlefin Celtic against Glenae United, where a win for Castlefin and they will go top of the Premier Division. There's also a programme of ties taking place in the Inishowen League. While in the Ulster Senior League, there's three games down for decision on Sunday. The top two on the road, Letterkenny Rovers, the leaders, go to Derry City Reserves, and second place Coghill Celtic are taking on Finharps Reserves. Harps are down as the home side, but that game will be played at the Charlie O'Donnell ground in Inishowen. While Bunnigie United are taking on Swilly Rovers on Sunday in the other match, and that's a game we're going to feature on Sunday Sport. The Gaelic Games action this weekend starts tonight with hurling for Tyrone. They take on Ulster University in the Conor McGurk Cup Group A tie, and that one gets underway in the Dublin Belfast at 7:30 this evening. Tyrone are also playing University Ulster in the Dr. McKenna Cup on Sunday afternoon. That game starts at 1:30 at Hayley Park in Omagh. Tyrone looking to make it 2-1 from 2 after the one against Derry. In the other Section C game, Derry are heading to Brewster Park to take on Rory Gallagher's Fermanagh. But our main game on Sunday afternoon will be coming live from Park Eslar in Newry. Donegal are set to face a stiffer test from that against Queens last Sunday. Down is the opposition for Declan Boner's side this weekend. 1:30 is the start time. I'll be joined in commentary by Martin McHugh, and we'll have full live match action from that Group A game on Sunday afternoon. And the other game in that group is Cavan taking on Queens. To golf now, Rory McIlroy has a share of sixth place ahead of round two of the Tournament of Champions in Hawaii. His opening round 69 leaves him on 4 under par, and it's a mark he shares with 5 others. The lead is held by Kevin Tway on 7 under, and he's a shot clear of the trio of Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas and Gary Woodland. In rugby, former Leinster players Geordie Murphy, John Cooney and Ian Nagle have been left out of the Ulster team to play Leinster in the Pro 14 Interprovincial tie at the RDS tomorrow. Rory Best and Jacob Stockdale also set out the tie, as the Northern Province has included 4 Academy players in the starting 15. There's 11 changes in total from their last fixture. Rob Kearney and Jack McGrath are back in the Leinster team. Kearney has recovered from a dead leg. Prop McGrath has been out of action since October, having undergone a hip injury. Among the local ties in rugby tomorrow, the Towns Cup is set to feature 2 northwest sides. City of Derry are playing host to Ballymena, while Omagh are on the road as they go to Limavady. And finally, in hockey, there's a fixture this evening involving the Rafoe Ladies as they take on the KV Ladies in the Senior 1 of Ulster Hockey. If Rafoe can take victory, they will move clear at the top of the table ahead of Omagh. Omagh play tomorrow as they take on Armagh. Not forgetting about the Senior Men, Rafoe are on the road tomorrow as they take on Portadown, as the sides sitting 9th and 10th respectively meet in the Premier League. That's it from the Sports Desk for today. Kenny Harkin is Saturday Sport tomorrow afternoon following the 2 o'clock news. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news. The Taoiseach has admitted what he labels the Brexit divorce has at times been traumatic. However, Leo Varadkar insists it has not proven fatal to the European family, with support for EU membership and the single currency increasing across the continent. He was speaking on a visit to Germany, and it comes as a new survey indicates increasing support among Conservative Party members for a no-deal Brexit. Former political editor with The Times, Philip Webster, says that raises a number of issues.
Well, it's very alarming. It's alarming for the Tory party as well. It's alarming for the government, because the poll shows that Tory party members, who are the people who will pick the next leader of the Tory party, are completely out of touch with the rest of the country. The country itself does not favour a no-deal Brexit.
And there's said to be a record level of public interest in the consultation on exemptions from Irish in schools. Education Minister Joe McHugh has now extended the consultation period with over 2,100 responses already submitted to the online survey. The consultation is seeking views on the way students can apply to be exempt from studying Irish. The closing date for submissions is now Friday, January the 18th. Education Minister Joe McHugh says the current legislation, which dates back to the 1990s, needs to be updated to meet the needs of modern society.
What we will be hoping to do is collect the information in a matter of weeks following the close of the submission date, and then we will obviously work towards the September 2019-2020 year to introduce the new scheme. The scheme that we have at the moment is one from the 1990s. It's a changed Ireland, it's a changed society, and we have to look at a more transparent way of figuring out how people should get exemptions in both primary and secondary schools.
Weather now dry and mostly cloudy this evening. Tonight will be mostly dry, apart from scattered spots of drizzle. Rather cloudy overall, but a few clear spells are likely to develop, with lowest temperatures of 2 to 4 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a man in his 20s remains in Garda custody at this time following the death of a woman at Forest Park in Killigordon. Deputy State Pathologist Dr. Linda Mulligan and members of the Garda Technical Bureau are currently at the scene. A Bundoora man has appeared in Ballyshannon District Court on 5 charges of alleged child pornography. 46-year-old David Kelly has been remanded on bail. It's emerged that farmers in West Donegal may not be able to have sick animals treated because of new guidelines governing how and when vets can prescribe. Under the new system, a vet now needs to visit a farm every 30 days in order to prescribe antibiotics for an animal. And the CEO of Brindley Healthcare has pledged to retain the company's headquarters in Donegal after confirmation today of a major capital investment. BGF is to invest €10 million in Brindley Healthcare, which will see the group's total national bed capacity rise from 400 now to 1,000 by 2020. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nuft with Colm Ferger, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Good evening.
Shewer Mahasa Colm Ferger and Shalin, a brief scale team. Tashinu Amha Karhalish and Sprachdata Dun Survey Erlinia, Major Legiol and She Stadger Nigeliga, Marata Fogria Egan Ron Ejahish and you. Current Hara Ejahish Joe McHugh Falcher of an Ard Level Spacia Atalieri has a cached Aragar Chaspantis, Keiko Tawakta, Augustan Chagas Nigeliga, August Naturami Lajra Ata Egdini Eran Hour. Taturami Alorog Ogalti, Ervali Irahish. Giolun a Yenu o Stadion na Gilige, Leri an Taidja a Dalshi Kegarach na Runya Ejahish an Nori, Nachro a Giriga Mailish na Rilaha ata on Fui Lahar. Dúrt an Tara McHugh go walsh igash leis an survey, Chur ar Chomas Bwild an Fobol, a Dúrami a Chorastja ar na Hathriha a ta a Walu ar Vala Aishul agus Shimpli. Ta oskion yavila chod den survey glaki egan run Hannah Finn. Dogar and Tara Coulter Irek to Gusgelter to Josepha Madigan chakta dala gome da punche hen 3 million euro. Igistiok da alinya na herin edernashunta dumvian yavilis and ijeg. Curti ar comus kid shaskus a hocked nalliantor agus agriakti ijirta egsula hart erandoin. Emakti alinya alieru. August a car lish and Kyle Doan the ledger at Hagenyerin a huge Nanalinja J. Bunyan Nigid chart was a quig Mila Euro then some winubly until the high Kirkunken Halter Naherin Ibaris August a new Awark. Ta a new ledger the Mianer Fogriha Merspricdata Nescema Namor Emakti Alinya and will the Aimaku and Gaelig August Nahalinya Changa Voniha Gaeliga a Chahu Jirian and Scheme in a Graysan Social to Gaeliga Coma. Erin Moore Fobble, August Arniel Nanalin, Tell You Egg Forest Nigeriga Bunk IE. August Bay Na Ban Kyotri Ismo Lara Igonde Gunanol, Arden and Greenan, Jadonisha and Sheo La. The me anner la hai kyolkurum special to ichanolog na man consacher da ospis gunanol. Shimma Hodge Eligolier, Slan August Banacht.
the obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 4th of January. The death has occurred of Marie Adams, née Logue, 35, Drumna Bay Park, Spamond, Castledurg. Marie's remains will repose at Lynch's Funeral Home, 50 Castlefin Road, Castledurg, from 7 o'clock to 8:30 this evening. Removal from Lynch's Funeral Home tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock, going to St. Francis of Assisi Church, Drumna Bay, reposing overnight. Mass on Sunday at 12 noon, with interment afterwards in Castledurg Cemetery. The death has taken place of Rosanna, Anna Early, née Sharkey, 31 Knockavoe Crescent, Strabane, formerly of Killiecloher, Omagh. Her remains will repose at her home from 6:30 this evening. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 9:45 for Mass in St. Mary's Church, Melmount at 10:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Chest, Heart and Stroke, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Porrig McGroarty, Bisprint, Drumkeen, Ballybuffet. His remains will repose at his home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 11 for Requiem Mass at 11:30 in St. Patrick's Church, Drumkeen, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to ICU, St. Vincent's University Hospital, Dublin, care of any family member. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Peter Kelly, Murlock Downings, formerly of Fóthar Dunfanaghy. His remains are reposing at his late residence in Downings. Funeral Mass in Holy Cross Church, Dunfanaghy, on Sunday morning at 11:30. Burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery, Creasla. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Lake House Comfort Fund, care of any family member or James Harkin, funeral director. The death has taken place of Thomas Black, Blanket Nook, Newton Cunningham. His remains are reposing at his son Derek Black's residence at Blanket Nook, Newton Cunningham. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon for Mass at 12:30 in All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham, followed by burial in St. Johnson's Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Lifford Community Hospital Comfort Fund, care of Charlie McLafferty, funeral directors, or any family member. And the death has occurred of Dermot McKelvey, son of John Dan and Mary McKelvey, Rushy Hill, Killigordon. Mass of the Angels will take place at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon in St. Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The house is private, please, to family, close friends and neighbours. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to ICU, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member.